Genesis chapter 24. Abraham was old, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. Abraham said to his servant, the elder of his house, "Please put your hand under my thigh." That's what they did when they were going to make a promise. "I will make you swear by Yahweh, the God of heaven and earth, that you will not take a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I live. But you shall go to my country and to my relatives and take a wife for my son Isaac." The servant said to him, "What if the woman isn't willing to follow me to this land? Must I bring your son again to the land you came from?" Abraham said to him, "Beware that you don't bring my son there again. Yahweh, God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my birth, who spoke to me and who swore to me, saying, 'I will give this land to your seed,' he will send his angel before you, and you will take a wife for my son from there. If the woman isn't willing to follow you, then you shall be clear from this oath. Only don't bring my son there again." The servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him about this thing. Now you see there the importance of marrying someone who believes the same as you do. Abraham was living there in Israel or Canaan, having been taken from the east, and he realized that those people amongst whom he was living were not spiritual people. And so he did not want his son, Isaac, to marry one of them, because he knew that there was this great promise that through his seed, his son, there would come this group of people, as many as the stars of the sky, who were going to inherit the earth forever. So it's really important that in our friendships, and particularly in marriage, we choose those who truly love God. So the servant promises that he's going to do this, and he takes 10 camels of his master's camels and many good presents of the things of his master. And he went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. He made the camels kneel down outside by the well of water at the evening time, the time that women go out to draw water. He said, "Yahweh, God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I'm standing by the spring of water." Well, God knew that he was standing by the well. And he was praying, apparently, standing up, because he says, "I'm standing by the well." So we can tell God what's going on in our lives, not because he needs to know, but because we need to open ourselves up before God. And so he prayed, "Let it happen that the young lady to whom I will say, 'Please let down your pitcher,'" that's like the jar that they use for getting water out of the well, "'please let down your pitcher that I may drink,' and if she says, 'Drink and I'll give your camels drink also,' let her be the one you've appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you've shown kindness to my master." Now, to offer to give water to camels, and he had 10 camels, was a huge job, because their humps are huge and they can store really, really large amounts of water. To draw the water for 10 camels who had been going through the desert, this was huge. And to just offer to do that to someone is not very common. It would have to be a really unusual young woman who, "You've got 10 camels there, oh, let me just draw the water for them." This would have been backbreaking work, getting the pitcher down all the time, the jar, and pulling it up, because water's heavy. So before he'd finished speaking,
the girls must have been very, very strong after all that.
Yeah, well, I guess she was. That's right. Before he'd finished speaking, before he'd finished praying, behold, Rebecca came out. So Jesus said, "Before you pray," God has answered, "God knows what you want before you ask." And this is a great example that prayer, in one sense, is really for our benefit. God knows all things and answers right from the beginning. So before he'd finished praying, Rebecca came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher on her shoulder. The young lady was very beautiful to look at, a virgin. She went down to the spring, filled her pitcher, and came up. The servant ran to meet her and said, "Please give me a drink, a little water from your pitcher." She said, "Drink, my lord." She hurried and let down her pitcher on her hand and gave him drink. When she finished giving him drink, she said, "I will also draw for your camels until they have done drinking." She hurried, so she was very active and zealous. She was hard working. She wasn't lazy. She hurried and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw, and drew for all his camels. The man looked at her amazed, remaining silent to know whether Yahweh had made his journey prosperous or not. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took a golden ring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold and said, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me. Is there room in your father's house for us to lodge in?" She said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor." And she said, "We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." The man bowed his head and worshipped Yahweh. He said, "Blessed be Yahweh, God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his kindness and his truth toward my master. As for me, Yahweh has led me in the way to the house of my master's relatives." The young lady ran and told her mother's house about these words. Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. Laban ran out to the man to the well, and when he saw the ring and the bracelets on his sister's hands, when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister saying, "This is what the man said to me, that he came to the man, and behold, he was standing by the camels at the spring." And you see, straight away, you see that Laban was interested in material things. He saw the ring and the bracelets. And we know that later Laban is not going to work out as a very nice person. Although his sister, Rebekah, was very different. So Laban said, "Come in, you blessed of Yahweh. Why do you stand outside? I've prepared the house. There's room for the camels." So the man came into the house and unloaded the camels, and he gave straw and food to the camels and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. Food was set before him to eat, but he said, "I will not eat until I have told my message." He said, "Speak on." He said, "I am Abraham's servant. Yahweh has blessed my master greatly. He's become great. He's given his herd and gold, servants, camels and donkeys. Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old. He's given all that he has to him. My master made me promise, saying, 'You shall not take a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I live, but you shall go to my father's family and to my relatives and take a wife for my son.' I asked my master, 'What if the woman will not follow me?' He said to me, 'Yahweh, before whom I walk, will send his angel with you and prosper your way. You shall take a wife for my son of my relatives and of my father's house. Then will you be clear from my oath when you come to my relatives. If they don't give her to you, you shall be clear from my oath.' I came this day to the well, and I said, 'Yahweh, God of my master Abraham, if now you do prosper my way which I go, behold, I'm standing by this well. Let it happen that the girl who comes out to draw water, to whom I'll say, "Please give me a little water from your pitcher to drink," and she will tell me, "Drink, and I'll also draw for your camels," let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son." And before I had finished speaking in my heart, for you see, prayer doesn't need to be said out loud, you can pray in your heart. And behold, Rebekah had come out with her pitcher on her shoulder. She went down to the well and drew, and I said to her, "Please let me drink." She hurried and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will also give your camels a drink." So I drank, and she also gave the camels a drink. I asked her and said, "Whose daughter are you?" She said, "The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him." So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her hands. I bowed my head and worshipped Yahweh, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter for his son. Now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. If not, tell me, that I may turn to the right or left." Laban and Bethuel answered, "This thing is from Yahweh. We can't speak to you bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as Yahweh has spoken." It happened that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed himself to the earth, to Yahweh. The servant brought out jewels of silver and gold and clothing and gave them to Rebekah, and he gave precious things to her brother and her mother. They ate and drank, he and the men who were with him, and stayed all night. They rose up in the morning, and he said, "Send me away to my master." Her brother and her mother said, "Let the young lady stay with us a few days, at least 10. After that she will go." He said to them, "Don't hinder me, since Yahweh has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." They said, "We will call the young lady and ask her." They called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" She said, "I will go." And straight away, just out of the blue, God came into her life and said, "You've got to leave and go." And she said, "No, I won't even wait 10 days. I'll say yes straight away." And this is their great example, to say yes straight away, just like the disciples did when they were called. They sent away Rebekah, their sister, with her nurse. Then they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "May you be the mother of thousands, and let your seed possess the gate of those who hate them."
Why does it say, and her nurse?
Well, a nurse really means just a personal servant. It doesn't mean that she was sick, I don't think. So Rebekah arose with her ladies. They rode on the camels and followed the man. The servant took Rebekah and went his way. Isaac came from the way of Beer Lahairoi, for he lived in the land of the south. Isaac went out to pray in the field at the evening. So regular prayer was a habit for Isaac, and it should be for us. So he went out to pray in the field. He liked to pray outside in the evening, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and there were camels coming. Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she got off her camel. She said to the servant, "Who is the man who is walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." She took her veil and covered herself. The servant told Isaac all that had happened. Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. So there he was, praying in the field for a wife, and he was 40 years old, he wasn't that young. And he lifts up his eyes after he's been praying, and the camels are coming with this beautiful wife. So you see, God does answer prayer. But it's got to be a regular part of our life, as it was clearly for him.